Welcome to Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a brief look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world.
3, 2, 1.
On episode 57, we look at the inferiority complex plaguing U.S. soccer. If you turn on an American soccer broadcast, whether this be the U.S. national teams or Major League Soccer, the USL, the NWSL, you will hear comments about how the United States is not quite ready to be world class, not quite ready to reach the same level as other countries. These countries have decades and decades of experience. They'll make other excuses about how we don't have enough resources, or we don't have enough quality coaches or quality players or clubs with enough history or soccer culture in America. These excuses keep coming out, and they echo the same excuses and the same thought processes that come from U.S. soccer. The U.S. Soccer Federation seems to be more willing to embrace mediocrity than challenge for excellence. We need a federation that leads and guides and boldly does so, so that every club in the country, in every city in the country, has opportunity. A wise man once said that without vision, people perish. And that is the problem plaguing U.S. soccer. We don't have leaders who are boldly leading us forward, who are willing to defy the odds and build an American soccer that rivals any other country in the world. Thanks for listening and sharing the podcast. Until next time.